Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When a lady marries a man who is very rich, well-to-do, she goes to live with him. As their love grows and the marriage continues, and keep it in mind, my friend, that God does not divorce. He doesn't believe in divorce, and he does not divorce us. So, keeping that in mind, as this lady's love grows and the marriage continues, she's able to talk of the house, the thousands of acres, and the values that are worth millions. She's able to talk about them as ours. And can that ours become hers? Well, yes, if he dies. I am the purchased possession of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is also called the head of the church, just as the man she marries is the head of that home. In that he died, all that is his becomes his bride's. In that he rose from the dead, he enjoys the possession of all things with us as we rule in reign with him, not instead of him, but with him. Oh, I've heard the song, I've Got a Mansion Over the Hilltop. And I remember one time hearing a professor decry that song and saying, you know, we should never sing that song because a mansion refers to a room. And that's what it meant in that day. And he was actually right. As I studied, it was a room that was built onto a father's house. It was actually the honeymoon suite of the new couple. And oh, they would decorate that room and make it something. Our Lord Jesus Christ decorated this earth and heaven in 7 days and 6 days and rested on the seventh. But he's been preparing a mansion, a home, a room for us in heaven for the last 2,000 years. Oh, my goodness, what is it? I'm happy to sing I've Got a Mansion. Just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll nevermore wander. Oh, isn't that great? We'll walk on the streets of gold. That's a wonderful thing. But because Christ is the husband, because he is the head, we are part of that inheritance. Now, let me just interject something with this. A man should be the head of the home because it pictures the relationship that Jesus Christ has with the church and with the believer. In the Old Testament, Moses struck the rock after God had told him to just speak to it. One time earlier, Moses had spoken to the rock, and he had hit it one time, as God had told him to, and water come out. But the second time water was needed, God said, don't hit it, just speak to it, and water would come out. But Moses was angry with the people, and he smacked the rock two or three times. And as a result, God would not let Moses go into the promised land. Why? Because he broke a special type of Christ. He broke a type of the cross because Christ was crucified one time. And now whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, as the water of life would flow from him to us freely. And Moses broke that type, and so God was very displeased with him. And you know, when a man is not the head of his home, he's breaking a type of Christ. When a man divorces his wife, he's breaking a type of Christ, because he never divorces us. And so that is a very serious thing when we break a type of Christ, as we've seen in the case of Moses. Now, as we go on in verse 11, he says, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Now, since the first statement talks of us being his inheritance, this isn't talking about being predestinated to heaven while others are predestinated to hell. Rather, it is saved people who are predestinated to, as verse 12 says, the praise of his glory. If he were not Almighty God, he would not create us with a free will. Now remember, it was the same church at Ephesus who is in danger of losing their candlestick in Revelation chapter 2. And so now, he is beseeching this church. He doesn't want them to leave that love. You know, that's what the church in Ephesus did in Revelation chapter 2. They didn't lose their love. You don't lose it, but you leave it. And that's what they did. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 29, it says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So every saved person is predestined to be conformed to Christ. That's what predestination is talking about. And that is why we go to Romans 8:18, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. In Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to them that love God, that are the called according to his purpose. Why? Because it is the Holy Spirit. He's interceding with groanings that we cannot utter. He's working. There are a lot of trials and troubles that come to our life. Those all happening to conform us to the image of Christ. You see, my friend, we are the ongoing work of God in this life. And that ongoing work is seeking to conform us to the image of Christ. Therefore, this work goes on our entire lifetime. You must have eternity set in your heart. And remember, this life is not where we have our reward. Now, there's deliverances, there's joys, there's victories in this life. But our reward is eternal in the heavens. And that is where we need to have our hearts set. Don't be so earthly minded that you're no heavenly good. The more we are conformed to that image of Christ, the more we are to the praise of his glory. Now remember, in verse 8, it spoke of the wisdom and prudence of Christ. And in verse 9, it speaks of his pleasure and purpose in his will. So working all things out according to the counsel of his will is working all things to the praise of his glory in our life. I hope you didn't miss that. It's worth repeating. Working all things out according to the counsel of his will is working all things to the praise of his glory in our life. You see, our Lord does have foreknowledge. The counsel of his will uses the foreknowledge to shape the events of our life to better bring us to the praise of his glory if we respond in righteousness. In Psalms chapter 84, verse 11, we have a special promise there, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. That speaks of protection as well as light. The Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now, breaking that verse down, the Lord is a sun. He gives light. He shows us his will, shows us his way, that light through his word and by his spirit, and a shield. He's also a protector as we follow the light. The Lord will give grace and glory. We need grace for the trials of life. And he'll give us glory, because that will come in eternity. And then he adds, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk up rightly. Now, grasp that promise. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. You live this life, and you live this life in obedience to the Word of God. Walk uprightly. Even if the good thing seems like our greatest tribulation, understand, it's working out for us a far more exceeding weight of glory in heaven. And oh, what a wonderful thing that is. You see, for us, we who are saved, it's not about us, it's about Christ. It's not about our self-esteem. No, the Bible says he must increase, we must decrease. So it's not about us, it's about Jesus Christ. We are his inheritance. And from his vantage point, Jesus Christ makes it about us. And isn't that the way love should work? When we love someone, we make it about them. And when they love us back, they make it about us. That is why we have standards. That's why we have separation from the world. And people may make fun of us for not drinking, for not going to movies, for not cussing, and for a lot of other things that we may not do, and dressing modestly. And they may make fun of us because we don't get into the rock and roll worship. But you see, that is why we have standards, and that is why worship in daily life is not fleshly. Because we're trying to serve him and please him. And he is trying to keep us from anything that diminishes our reward in eternity. Now, please don't get upset with me if I point out some of these things. I'm just simply trying to use God's word to increase your reward. And it's actually not me. It's the Spirit of God trying to do that in your life for your good. And so, oh, the goodness of the Son of God. He has redeemed us with his blood. He then reveals the mystery of his will. And then he rewards us by sharing in his inheritance. All the blessings we have now are minute compared to the eternal weight of glory in Christ Jesus. I like the way Lehman Strauss summed it up on verses 7 through 12. He said, "When God found me, I was no better than a cobblestone, not worth picking up, but he took me into his laboratory of grace. And by the chemistry of the atoning blood, he processed me, and I came out as his jewel. A bit rough, I'll admit, but after a few years of cutting, buffing, and polishing, he will present me at last before his throne, absolutely flawless." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.